Okay, so but like groundwater. Groundwater is what I love, so let's talk about groundwater. How does groundwater work down here? Well, a lot of times what you have is very short flow paths from a ridgetop to the adjacent stream valleys, right? You're not getting really long flow paths the way you might do from, you know, halfway across Kewaunee County over to Lake Michigan, right? You're getting a lot short little flow paths. And you have a lot of springs. All these little blue dots are springs. Notice there's like not nearly as many up here, but there's a ton over here in the driftless area. And that's because of that different geology, right? When I started going through the Sinope and then the Glenwood Formation and then the St. Peter Sandstone, this is a road cut near Dickeyville. It's sort of overgrown now, but you know, water's, it's gonna rain, it's gonna soak into the unsaturated. Look what's happening right here. All that water is hitting that decora layer and it's going sideways and coming out on the hillside, right? So different rock layers, the sandstone, the dolomite, the shale, are gonna move water differently and can lead to a lot of lateral movement if you have something like a clay or a shale in there that the water doesn't wanna go through very easily. So essentially you have multiple aquifers in southwest Wisconsin. You have this upper aquifer, which is the Sinope group. And then you have this very hard to see Glenwood shale that sort of impedes the downward movement of water. Then you have the St. Peter Sandstone. And most people have their well either up here in the Sinope or down here in the St. Peter, or unfortunately sometimes connecting the two, which we're gonna talk about, okay? So the upper aquifer is the Sinope, you got the Glenwood shale, and then your lower aquifer is the St. Peter, the Prairie du Chien dolomite, and the underlying Cambrian sandstones. Let's go look at some more specific groundwater data. You guys know where Pioneer Farm is? Up near Platteville, College Farm Road. George Kraft, who is a retired hydrogeologist from UW-Stevens Point, put in a bunch of monitoring wells in 2006. And when I started this project in 2019, they were still sitting there, which was great. These are basically 6-inch holes, and you see the steel casing here. And then they just drilled down and set the casing into the rock, and then they put smaller diameter pipes below it. So they put in a pipe with sand and then some bentonite clay and then higher up, so you can measure multiple water levels in a hole. Okay, that's what we're doing here. And this is what that looks like. So here's the cross-section line that we're looking at, B to B prime. There's a ridge right here, right? And it kind of slopes down like this. Slopes down, and then there's the Upper Fever River over here, right? And these are the depths of the various wells. And almost all of these wells are completed in this Sinope group dolomite, right? This well over here is the only one that goes deeper, and it goes into the St. Peter, okay? So we're gonna look at some water levels from this area and showing you how they change. So think of like the top of ridge well, the mid-slope well, the toe of the slope well. Okay, another thing to think about before we get to that water level slide is this set of wells.